From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has addressed a special session of the United Nations, and he's pledged to press forward on a climate treaty to be negotiated in Denmark later this year. NPR's Richard Harris reports from the UN in New York.
Mr. Obama was the first of eight world leaders slated to address the special session on climate change. He said the United States has done more to address global warming in the past 8 months than the nation has ever done. He also acknowledged there's much more to do.
We understand the gravity of the climate threat. We are determined to act, and we will meet our responsibility to future generations.
The president said the rapidly developing nations need to act too. They are responsible for most of the rapid growth in global emissions. Finding common ground in Copenhagen won't be easy, but the president said nations of the world must seize the opportunity. Richard Harris, NPR News at the United Nations.
Law enforcement officials have urged the heads of mass transit systems around the country to be extra vigilant. NPR's learned federal authorities are following up to a dozen people who might be linked to a possible terror plot against transportation sites in New York City. Three people have been arrested in this case, two in Denver and one in New York. One arrestee has allegedly said he learned to work with explosives in a camp run by Al-Qaeda. His lawyers have denied that charge. The Senate Finance Committee has begun work on a health care overhaul bill. Its chief sponsor, Democratic Chairman Max Baucus, says it can offer affordable health care to all Americans. Several Republican senators disagree, including John Kyle of Arizona. He has criticized the role of government in providing health care. More rain is expected in northern Georgia today, where flooding has killed at least eight people. Schools are closed in much of the area, including Metro Atlanta. Residents and officials are assessing damage. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capilouto reports.
Some rivers in the area are still rising, but meteorologists don't expect the amount of rain that fell in the region over the past few days. Parts of four separate interstates were closed due to flooding and damage assessments. Ken Davis is with the Georgia Emergency Management Agency.
We still have some issues, and a lot of people obviously have been impacted, homes flooded, streets and roadways, hundreds of those are impacted. So we want to encourage people not to take chances.
Authorities are asking people to stay home if possible. They are watching the rivers in central and south Georgia for possible flooding later this week. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, the National Weather Service is reporting snow in the Rocky Mountains on this first day of fall. It has spread from Wyoming to Colorado, but it's mostly in very high elevations. Snow is reported west of Denver. A winter storm watch is up for Boulder, Colorado, and surrounding areas. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 49 points. They're at 9,828. The Nasdaq is up 10 points. This is NPR. Winners of the prestigious MacArthur Genius Grants have been announced. Among the 24 recipients are artists, writers, and an investigative journalist. NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
As a court reporter for Mississippi's Clarion Ledger newspaper, Jerry Mitchell convinced local authorities to reopen cold cases from the civil rights era. His reporting contributed to successful prosecutions, including the man responsible for the assassination of activist Medgar Evers in 1963 and the person behind the Birmingham church bombing that killed four little girls that same year. Artists who've received the award include the widely celebrated Edwidge Dondicott, author of several books on the Haitian immigrant experience, and Rack Straw Downs, an innovative landscape oil painter. MacArthur Fellows receive $100,000 a year for 5 years with no strings attached. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
The capital of Honduras is closed to international flights. Deposed President Manuel Zelaya secretly returned to Tegucigalpa yesterday. He's staying in the Brazilian embassy there. Zelaya was thrown out of the country in late June by soldiers. The coup was condemned by many countries, and the Organization of American States has led reconciliation talks that haven't worked. Now there are reports some troops in Honduras are clashing with thousands of Zelaya supporters in the capital. French authorities have detained nearly 300 illegal immigrants. They were staying at a makeshift camp in northern France near the town of Calais. Authorities say nearly half the immigrants are children and were all trying to go to Britain. The camp has since been destroyed. French authorities say smugglers charged the immigrants huge sums of money and then abandoned them. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.